In Iraq, as the U.S. slowly draws down its forces, it's also releasing thousands of Iraqi prisoners and transferring other detainees to Iraqi custody. The largest U.S. prison at Camp Buka in southern Iraq closed last month, and that's stirring painful memories for one Iraqi journalist who was detained there. NPR's Jonathan Blakely reports.
Camp Buka sits on over 40 acres of desert sand near the head of the Persian Gulf. At its peak, its prison housed over 22,000 detainees in separate camps at the sprawling facility. Ali Omar al-Mashadani was one of them.
Each camp had up to 1,000 prisoners. Some of the camps have tents. Each one was air-conditioned. Each camp had different kinds of prisoners, like extremists or ex-regime officials from the Ba'ath Party.
Ali is a 40-year-old journalist. His voice drops when he recalls his detention at Buka, all of his memories negative.
We were isolated from everything. We didn't have a radio or anything. The Americans would sometimes bring us very bad news, like a Sunni guy killing a Shiite or vice versa, to make the prisoners hate each other.
Following the U.S. invasion, Ali worked as a cameraman for the BBC and Reuters and as a stringer for NPR. In the summer of 2005, he was detained without charges while videotaping a clash between U.S. forces and insurgents in Haditha. He was released after spending 3 months at Camp Buka.
We demonstrate inside because we heard about massacres or other bad news about the war. We'd throw apples, and they'd respond with gunfire or dogs.
Over the course of 6 years, Ali was detained no fewer than 7 more times by the U.S. military, essentially, he believes, for being in the wrong place at the wrong time while holding a camera near U.S. forces. Like many other detainees, he has never been charged.
Well, I got to tell you, because a person is a journalist does not give him any more rights than an ordinary citizen that is out there inside the communities.
That's U.S. Army Brigadier General David Quantock, who oversees the U.S. detention centers in Iraq. He defends how the U.S. guards treated Iraqi prisoners.
There were episodes here and there where guard force did something they shouldn't have, but very low level. I mean, you have to understand, we say abuse. We take it very seriously. So something a detainee may say, he didn't like the way he was searched. That to us, if he makes an allegation, we investigate it, and it's either substantiated or non-substantiated.
Ali insists he suffered psychological abuse at Camp Buka. He was housed with known enemies and forced to stay in small, dark holding cells.
The room had many air conditioners, and the prisoner was only given a blanket. It was freezing there. Every 8 hours, the guards would take us out for just 10 minutes. The prisoners were given food twice a day, but their hands and feet were chained. They had to use the bathroom right there in the cell. This went on for weeks, or even up to a month.
Ali says he spent 21 days in a cell like this because the Americans didn't like the answers he was giving them. Now he says he wants to sue the American government. He wants compensation, or at least to clear his name.
Until this moment, they have not told me what my crime is.
Jonathan Blakely, NPR News, Baghdad.
And you can see images of Camp Buka prison just hours before it closed at our website, npr.org.